to 6:33 was written, six versus kingdoms and brothers, and all the things will be given to you as well.
弟兄姐妹们，我们回想一下我们自己的祷告。
So brothers, just look at our pray.
我们都是在求告神，医治这个，求告神赐予那个。
So we always ask God to cure this disease and give me that, give me that.
我们教会周二有个祷告会的祷告单，除了一开始有感恩之外，剩下的有分成四组。每一组都是很详细的，我们求生这个，求生那个，全是我们的愿望请求。
Our Tuesday's a prayer meeting. Our church has a prayer list. So it's except for the first 5 to 6 lines, I mean, saying thankful. All others are divided into four groups and they list our wishes.
都是我们向神提出的要求。
It's our request to the Lord.
而主耶稣基督在这里教导他门徒的时候，却是要他们协求神的国和神的义。
While Lord Jesus here teaches this disciples to pray to seek first his kingdom and the righteousness.
天国是圣洁的，神的旨意在天上是通达无阻的。
And the kingdom is pure. God's will travel through our entire heaven.
然而，我们这个地上却充满了邪恶。
While our earth here is full of
没
depth,
有人遵循他的旨意。
and no one follows his will.
神本来创造了一个美丽的世界，让我们居住其中。
God has created initially a beautiful world for us to live.
这个世界本来像天国一样美好，在神的眼里都是好的。
This world was like a heaven is the best in God's eyes.
但是却因着人的堕落，成了现在这个样子。
But the world got so much worse due to people's desperation.
大家每天一睁眼看到的新闻，不是凶杀，就是战争，就是枪杀事件。我们的生活当中也充满了诽谤、欺骗、狡诈、邪恶的事情。
Yeah, every morning when I open our eyes, we see the news is full of discrimination, defamation, cheat, hate, steal, murder, and war.
其实，在我们现在这样虽然如此邪恶的世界，只要你睁开你的属灵的眼睛去体会的话，你仍然能够窥探到神创世之初的那个美丽。
In fact, even the world is full of a devil. If you still can open your eyes with spiritual, you can still see the miracle that got initially created by the God.
很多弟兄姐妹知道，我家后院有一个阳台，然后后院有一片美丽的。安静的、平静、安静的树林。
Brothers, you probably know, my house has a patio in backyard.
这个是我家的伊甸园，
Yeah, this is the Garden of Eden from his family.
是我最喜欢的地方。
This is a favorite place.
我每天清晨起床以后，我就走到我后院的阳台。
So every morning after I get up, and I always stop by the patio.
我看到霞光万道，透过树林里的树枝、枝叶，照到我的身上。
I can see the sunshine come towards me through the all the branches and leaves.
我可以闻到茉莉花香扑面而来。
I can smell the jasmine flower.
我可以听到各样的鸟儿欢唱。
I can hear the birds sing.
我可以看到各样的动物，林中的。鹿、野兔、松鼠在林中跳跃。
Also a lot of animals like playing in the jungle, like a deer and other animals.
我的心一下子就进入到了神创世之初的伊甸园。
And my heart seems like I entered the Garden of Eden that was created initially by the God.
当我举起自己的双手向神。献上我的感恩赞美的时候，我常常这么想。
When I raise my both hands, I give my praise to the Lord. I also think of this way.
如果这个世界普天下大家都这样举起双手呼求神的时候，这个世界该是多么的美丽！
If all the people did the same way, pray to him and cry out to him. This world is going to be a 好，fantastic。
那我们在这个世界上的生命也是一个何等的美妙的体验。
Then our lives will be a great experience。
我就沉浸在这样一种想象当中。弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？大家都要在自己的家中找到你的伊甸园，那是你跟神亲近的地方。
Right, brother, sister, we can find a place for yourself in your own house as your own Garden of Eden.
我保证，我们每一个弟兄姐妹，只要你睁开你属灵的眼睛，你肯定能够找到你属灵的伊甸园。
I promise once you open your eyes, you can find a place of your own as like your own
你知道
Garden of
吗？
Eden.
耶稣基督他再来的时候，他就是要把这个世界彻底的改变，重建当初的伊甸园。
Do we know when Jesus Christ comes again, he will recreate the world to the new Garden of Eden?
所以主耶稣基督要我们为这个世界祷告，为地上祷告。
So Lord Jesus asked to pray for the world, for the entire earth.
愿神的国早日的降到这个世界，愿他的旨意行在这个地上，如同行在天上。
The kingdom will come, God's will be done. On earth as in the heaven.
在寻求神的国、神的义之后。主耶稣基督教导我们要为自己的需求要祷告。
So after seeking the king's kingdom and our teachers to pray for our needs.
我们祷告所求的饮食是我们生命所依赖的东西。
Our daily bread that we pray is our life needs and daily.
这个都来自于阿巴父，
And all of this coming from Godfather.
而且这个需求不是每周。更不是每月、每年，是每天、每时、每刻。
Also, this needs is here not just every week, every month, every year, but also every minute, every time.
所以，我们每时每刻都要来到他的座前求。
So we will pray every time in front of his throne.
在美国，有相当一部分的人声称他们是基督徒，
In,
但是他们一年只去教会两次。
so in this country, US, and there's a group of people call them Christian who only goes to church twice a year.
我们把这样的人叫做 Christian，或者叫做文化基督徒。Christian 就是 Christmas、Easter 勾音，叫做 Christian。就是说，他们一年当中只去教会两次，在圣诞节的时候去一次，在复活节的时候去一次。
Like they only go to church twice in the year, one time is at Easter and the second time is at Christmas.
但主耶稣基督在这里教导我们，我们对神的依靠是每天每时每刻。
Here, Lord Jesus teaches we rely on God every day, every time.
而且这里我们的饮食也不单单是米饭、面包、红烧肉、清蒸鱼。
Right, our food here include not just bread, rice, fish, and piece of pork.
作为一个属肉体的人，我们确实需要食物来供应我们肉体的需要。
As a human being, we definitely need a food to support our body needs.
但是，作为一个属灵的人，我们更需要主的话语。
But as a Christian with a spiritual, that's more important.
耶稣基督在抵挡魔鬼的时候，在受试探、抵挡魔鬼的时候，在马太福音第4章第4节这样说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
In Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
”所以，主耶稣基督教给我们的这句祷告词有两个重点。
So there's two important points that Lord teaches here.
一个是每日每时每刻对他的依靠，
The first is every day and every time we will rely on him.
另一个是饮食，
And the second is food.
包括我们肉体的食物和我们灵魂的灵粮。
Including the food, the bread, and the spiritual.
我们从神得来的生命，不是一个。我们自己可以依靠自己能够来满足的，不是一个我自己可以什么都自己来解决的一个生命。
Our lives that are given by the Lord cannot be satisfied by ourselves.
我们从神得来的这个生命，它是一个每时每刻、每日都依靠神、依靠阿爸天父的一个生命。
Our life will rely on our God every time.
世人常常说他们的命运不靠神，他们要靠自己。
The people in the world said that life is not dependent on God, but on themselves.
他们叫做自己掌握自己的命运，
That means that they are in charge of their lives.
但是呢，我们知道这样的人就像当初那些造巴比塔的人一样，他们是瞎了眼无知的人。
But we know they are blind and knowledgeless. But it's like a people who build the Tower of Babel.
耶稣让我们在祷告的当中警醒我们自己，我们每时每刻不靠自己，靠。单靠神。
And Jesus teaches here through our daily prayer to remind us not to rely on ourselves but on God.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
耶稣基督教导我们，要有，要有宽恕、赦免的品德。
Jesus teaches to have a heart of forgiving.
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有想到这句祷告词是一句很可怕的祷告词？
So, have you thought about something is actually scaring?
阿爸父神免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
So, God Father forgive us our debts just like we forgive ours.
换句话说，赐我们的恩典就如同我们赐给别人的恩典也一样。
So, in other words, God give us grace just like we give grace to other people.
我们赐给别人的恩典多不多？
How much grace we have given to other people?
我们免别人的债多不多？
Right, how many times we forgive other people?
如果阿爸父神免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债，阿爸父神赐给我们的恩典，如同我们给了别人的恩典那么大，那我们就真的麻烦大了。
If God forgive us in the same as we forgive other people and give the same grace, well then we'll have a big trouble.
我们真的就没有希望了，
We become hopeless.
因为我们给别人的恩典太小了，我们免别人的债也太少了。
Because we have given minimal grace to other people sometimes.
但是感谢神，诗篇103篇11节到12节，说天离地有多高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也有多大，东离西有多远，他是。我离我们也有多远？
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
天父上帝的慈爱和恩典是浩大无比，怎么能跟我们的免债和我们的恩典相比呢？
The love and grace we get from our love Father is borderless.
所以，主在这里告诉我们说，要我们这样祷告：神啊，求你免我的债，如同我免了别人的债。把他给我们免的这个债说的这么小，这是个什么意思呢？
But here, Lord teaches to pray like this. So, what does he mean to forgive our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors?
主耶稣基督在这里教导我们要有宽恕别人的心智。
So, here is to teach us to have a heart of forgiving others.
因为紧接着主导文，耶稣基督教导他的门徒说，在马太福音6章14节到15节，紧接着主导文说：“你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
In Matthew 6, 14 to 15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
饶恕别人是基督徒得救、重生、悔改以后个新生命的一个属灵的果子。
Forgiving others is actually a spiritual fruit for our Christian after repent and reborn.
是仁爱恩慈的第一步。
It's also the first step for us to become kind.
如果你不饶恕别人，你谈何恩赐？谈何仁爱、慈悲、良善、温柔？
If we do not forgive others, how to have love, compassion, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness?
所以主耶稣基督在这里教导我们，这个祷告是要教导我们从一颗饶恕别人的心，因为神先饶恕我们。
So by this, this teaches us to have a heart of forgiving others.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And lead us not, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
这句祷告词是被人误解最多的一句圣经的经节，
This prayer seems to be misunderstood a lot.
特别是这个英文的译本，他说叫做 "Lead us not into temptation"。
Especially in this version, they call lead us not into temptation.
这好像在说神会把我们带入试探。
Seems like God will lead us go through temptation.
但是雅各书1:13明确地告诉我们，人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
Jacob 1:13 wrote, Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
那这句祷告到底是一个什么意思呢？
Then what this prayer means?
主耶稣基督在这里教导我们，要我们求告全能全知的神，不要落入魔鬼的试探，不叫我们落入魔鬼的试探。
So Lord just here teaches to cry out to him. But not as fall into the temptation of devils.
彼得前书5:8这样告诉我们说：务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。寻找可通吃的人。
So 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
所以是魔鬼在寻找我们，想试探我们。
So it's the devil that's looking for us and find a chance to tempt us.
当魔鬼在我们前面的道路上。等着我们想要试探我们的时候，全能全知的神他就会差遣圣灵，告诉我们赶快绕道行驶。
So when the devil waits in front of us to tempt us, our God will send Holy Spirit to remind everyone, however, to watch for the trap in the front.
我们的阿巴父会差遣圣灵提醒我们前面有陷阱。
He'll remind us that there's a trap in the front.
这就叫做不叫我们遇见试探，
So this is called lead us not into temptation.
这是神教给我们的预防措施。
This is a preventive treatment that the Lord taught us.
医生常常告诉病人说，最好的医治就是预防。
Doctor always told the patient the best way to treat is to prevent.
耶稣基督在这里也是告诉我们，不犯罪的最好的办法就是预防，逃避。
Right, Jesus here teaches us the best way to not commit a crime is to prevent, to avoid.
如何不犯罪，就是求告阿爸父神，要我们躲开遇试探，要我们远离试探。
Right, how do we not commit a crime? The answer is to avoid temptation and ask Father to lead us not into the temptation.
神的儿女不是说我们有神与我们同在，所以我们天不怕地不怕，我们就每天雄赳赳气昂昂，到处寻找魔鬼与他决斗。
So as a God children, it doesn't mean God doesn't mean we are not afraid of anything because God is with us.
不是这样的。
Is not that.
主耶稣基督告诉我们要我们躲避试探。
So Jesus has teach us to get away from temptation.
所以神的儿女不要去赌场，以免受到试探。
So as college children, we do not go to casino.
神的儿女也不看色情资料，不去色情场所，以免试探。
So we will not watch porn movie to avoid temptation.
神的儿女不要醉酒，如果有世上的朋友邀请你喝酒，你要逃避。
So we will also not get drunk. If friends invite you to get drunk together, we should say no.
神的儿女不拜假神。如果要是有你的亲戚朋友要带着你去拜祖宗的话，你要逃避。
As God children, also we do not worship the fake God. If relatively in your family invited that way, we also say no.
神的儿女也不应该被这个股票、华尔街困扰。
Also do not confuse controlled by the stock market and Wall Street.
如果股票上涨激起你的贪欲，股票下跌，让你寝食不安，那你就要忘掉你的股票的这个账号。
If stock market goes up, so it will activate your greediness. If it goes down, then you cannot go to sleep. So the best way is to just forget the password of your stock account.
这就叫做不叫我们遇见试探，
This is
圣
a
灵会让你有这个能力。
sorry. This is called God lead us not into temptation, and God have taught the skills.
但是有的时候，神也许可魔鬼的试探。
But sometimes God will allow the devil to tempt you.
这就是神给他的儿女的试炼。
So this is this to the God to give us a practice opportunity.
是信心的试炼。
So it's a practice for getting faithfulness.
神曾经许可魔鬼去试探约伯，也曾经许可魔鬼去试探耶稣。
So God has allowed devils to tempt Jacob and also Jesus.
约伯、
To Jacob,
Job、
John.
约伯和耶稣都凭着从神而来的能力和信心，战胜了魔鬼，归荣耀给神。
Job has defeated the devil through his faithfulness.
让神的名得到荣耀。
And then glorify the gods.
神也曾经许可魔鬼去试探亚当。
God has also allowed the devil to tempt Adam.
亚当就稀里糊涂的就失败了。
Adam became confused and failed.
但是呢，却因着亚当的失败，试探的失败，神却拉开了他伟大的救赎计划的帷幕。
But also that led the start of God's salvation plan.
神也许可魔鬼去试探犹大。
So God also allowed the devils to tempt Judas.
犹大很悲惨的失败了，
And he also failed.
但是却拉开了主耶稣基督神的更伟大的救赎计划，
And also that led to the achievement of
他
God's
的救恩
grace.
计划。
Right. Salvation came.
如果我们遇见试探的时候，我们不要做亚当，更不要做犹大。
So what we should do when we encounter temptation, we should not be like a job Judas and Adam.
我们要效法约伯，效法耶稣。
So we'll be like a job and Jesus.
当我们面对试探的时候，我们就要披上上帝、阿爸父神给我们的全副的军装。
When we're facing the temptation, we will wear the uniform given by the God.
握着圣灵的宝剑，大家记着以弗所书，握着圣灵的宝剑，
And carry a spiritual sword.
我们要雄赳赳气昂昂的，就要进入这个时候，你就要进入战斗了。
And we'll have a confidence to start a fight.
这个时候，我们要求告神，要我们脱离凶恶，要靠主战胜邪恶。
So we'll cry out to the Lord to save us from the devil.
哥林多前书10章13节这样告诉我们，他说：“你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能忍受的。神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。”
Well, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. God is faithful. He will not let you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also put a way out so that you can enjoy it.
所以我们要求告阿爸父神说：“父啊，如果这个是你的旨意，你让我面对这个试探，那就让我经历这个试探。但是呢，求你在魔鬼面前画一条线，就像他给约伯画的线一样。
So the Lord teaches us when we encounter temptation, just pray that Jesus will be create a border between us and the temptation, just like he did to Job.
求神在我们的周围也做一条，围起一条防线。
So also pray, Lord, to have us having a protective line border in
而
front of
且
us.
给我们一条出路，
And provide us a way out.
让我们战胜魔鬼，归荣耀给神。
And help us to defeat the devil and glorify the Lord.
这就叫做救我们脱离凶恶。
So this is a call.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
这是我们祷告中最重要的一个，这是我们的信心所在。
This is the most important sense of prayer and also where our faith comes from.
这是我们为什么要祷告。
This is also the reason why we pray.
没有人去祷告为一个他没有能力救你的人祷告，去跟他祷告，他比你的能力还弱，你也不会去跟他祷告。他愤恨你，他不理你，你也不会去跟他祷告。
So yeah, as a human, we never pray with the people who does not have enough adequate skills.
我们与这位真神阿巴父祷告，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是他的。
So we pray together with the Lord because the kingdom, the power, and the glory is all belong to Him.
我们这样在神面前祷告的时候，我们就在承认，神啊，我不是主宰，我不能决定我的命运和未来。
So when we pray like this, we admit that we're not in charge of life and cannot determine our life in the future.
我没有这个能力，荣耀、权柄也不归于我。
So we do not have the capability, glory and power do not belong to me.
主宰我们的是阿巴父，是这位万王之王、万主之主，他是至高者，他是信实的，他是靠得住的。
So the person who You know, in charge of us is a Godfather. He's a Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords.
而且，我们求他的，他必应允。
And further, when we cry to him, he also say yes.
因为主耶稣基督在七章七节，在马太福音七章七节这样教导我们说：你们求告，你们祈求，就给你们；寻找就找到；叩门就给你们开门。
And ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you.
Amen。
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，有了这样的信心，有了这样的祷告。那不管你在祷告之前，你的心情是如何的悲伤，如何的沮丧，如何的情绪低落，如何的绝望，如何的失落。
And brothers and sisters, once we have in this faith and the prayer, no matter how sad you are before praying, how frustrated, how depressed, how desperate, and how disappointed.
你祷告之后。你就会有再生的勇气和信心，
After praise, you will be filled with a reborn courage and a faith.
你就会充满平安和希望，
You'll be filled of a safety and a hope.
你就会挺起你的胸膛，
You will hold your chest out
你就会睁大你失重的眼睛，
and open your eyes.
你的双脚就会快如母鹿。
And your feet will be like the feet of deer.
你的双臂臂展像如鹰展翅，
You will soar on wings like eagles.
去奔跑阿巴父为你指明的天路。
God was by the Godfather to run the heavenly race.
所以弟兄姐妹们，祷告不是因为神不知道我们的需求，要我们去告诉他。
So, brothers and sisters, we pray not because God does not know our needs and like us to tell him.
祷告也不是因为说神不知道我们当下现在的情况，我们要告诉神，神啊，求你把你的那个计划再更改一下，更适应我现在这个情况。
And also, we pray not because God does not know our situation and ask Him to change His plan to accommodate us.
不，祷告是为了我们自己的缘故，为我自己的缘故。
Right, and we pray only for ourselves.
祷告是三一真神在我们灵命当中的工作。
Because God is doing a spiritual work in our life.
当我们祷告的时候，圣灵会祷告我们，告诉我们该祷告什么。
So when we pray, the Holy Spirit inspires us.
所以，耶稣刚才我们读的经节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就找到，叩门就给你们开门。
Yeah, so in the chapter we just read, ask will be given to you, seek and you'll be found, you will find, knock and will be opened to you.
不是凭着你脑子想，我想要这个，我想要那个，我想要一个好的工作，我想孩子上长春藤大学，我想开一个好车子，有一个大房子，不是这样的祷告，这个不是圣灵感动的祷告。
Right, the prayer is not like this. We want this, things and that things. That's not a real prayer.
圣灵会告诉我们，我们向神求什么，所以我们的求必然不是妄求。
So Holy Spirit will teach us who we request from the God.
我们的祷告是奉着主耶稣基督的名求，
Our prayer in Jesus' name.
所以主耶稣基督会把我们的祷告带到神的面前。
Now, Lord Jesus will bring our prayer to in front of Godfather.
他是我们的大祭司，他把我们的祷告带到神的面前。
So he's our priest and
而圣灵又将父赐给我们的。再用感动的方式告诉我们，
how spirit and bring the grace and inspiration back to us given by Godfather.
神的恩典就是圣灵的感动临到我们。
So the Lord's grace is the one that led us to run the heaven grace.
这样，我们在祷告的当中，就接着祷告，经历了三一真神的圣功，在我们身上的圣功。
And so we experience a holy work from Trinity God.
接着祷告，神就邀请我们进入了与他的同在。
So through praying, God invites us to be together with Him.
通过祷告，神的儿女就明白了父神的旨意。
Through praying, we as God children understand God's Father's will clearly.
愿我们的祷告永远有圣灵的感动，愿我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。愿我们的祷告能够来到父神面前，愿神的恩典与我们同在。让我们一起来低头祷告。加拿大父神，我感谢你今天的赐下，你让我们重温祷告的意义，让我们你的儿女学会如何在你面前和你一起讲话，和你一起祷告。阿爸父神，我感谢你。求你这样的感动常常与我们同在，求你时时的提醒我们，让我们来到你的面前，能够求告你，能够与你同在。阿爸父神，感谢你，我们就要祷告，感谢奉我主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
妹妹，妹。
让我们一起起立，让我们一起唱回应诗歌，主导完。 我们在天上礼服，人人都尊你为神，愿你国度降临，愿你国度降临，愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，我们日用的粮食，今日赐给我们，原谅我的罪，如同我了然的罪，不叫我遇见试探。救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权力、荣耀全是你的，直到永远，直到永远，直到永远啊！我们在天上的父，人人都尊为神，愿你国度降临，愿你国度降临，愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，我们日用的粮食，今日赐给我们，原谅我的罪，如同我们了然的罪，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远，直到永远，直到永远。 请坐，感谢主，谢谢黄晴弟兄、喜东弟兄啊，带来这美好的信息，特别是黄晴挑了这个回应诗歌，让我们又重新再过一下。谢谢这美好的信息啊，那是国度、权柄、荣耀，全是父神的，直到永远。我们今天有没有新来的朋友？哎，我们有一些出门回来的朋友哦，感谢主平安带。弟兄姐妹回到我们中间，我们也知道有几位啊，几位弟兄姐妹因为身体不适没有办法来到我们中间，哎，我们可以关心他们啊，他们好。我们来看今天的报告事项，有三件事情。第一件事就是下个主日是 Eric 弟兄要带给我们信息，松泉姐妹翻译。第二项是我们执事会要开始编列2026年的预算，那请各位。